CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations wishing to check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight, we're going to begin with pre-net check-ins, then we're going to go into brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, then we'll check with EchoLink, and then we'll start the RF section. So, going through our pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Travelers Rest, spring with him, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KA5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. KG4PFI, Don, bring with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're over in Piedmont. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. W2MJB, that's Mark, bring with him. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, they're over in Simpsonville. KI4MRA, that's Fred, who happens to be in Greer tonight. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4WMP, that's Landon in Dacusville. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KO4NNH, that's Fred and Pelzer, and KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. And that does it for the pre-net check-ins. We appreciate everybody that's using that functionality. That's what it's there for. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure what the protocol is, and would like to get started checking into nets? This is your opportunity. Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, it looks like we don't have any at this point in time, so we'll check back next go around and see if we have any then. EchoLink stations, we've got a single EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve in Inman. Cold in Inman. And I'll be negative and negative tonight. Just trying to stay warm. Everybody have a nice evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Steve over in Cold Inman. To quantify that in Greer, it's 26 degrees in Greer, and that is cold. You're right, stay warm, stay inside. Light the fire, put a fire in the fireplace. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Take care, stay safe. Now we'll go to the RF section. That's the only EchoLink station we have. We'll go to the RF section, and tonight, being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Session with the first letter suffix they're called begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Today, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie in a 4, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that last station was way down in the white noise, and I did not get you checked in. So listen up for your call sign. If you don't hear your call sign, try again. Move around, try to get a better X. Look, if you've got a handheld, try to stand on your toes. Move around, look for the best signal you can while you're receiving my voice. And when you find the highest one, hold it right there when you try to log back in. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Sounded good as usual, Kurt. It quietens down completely, 100%. There's nothing but you and the repeater when you key it up. So you have it well tuned. Sounds good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations or the station that I did not recognize on the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control. Out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Name's Herb, and I'm in Shelby.
DJW. Dave, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
DJW, K4CHY, I'll copy.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize N4BXB. That's Herb over in Shelby. You're coming in good, Herb. Appreciate you being with us tonight. K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Good to have you this night, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KN4CHW, that's Keith over in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Keith, you're sounding good. We copy you 100%. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
Yep, it's Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Had the dryer running the first time around, and I think that was introduced the noise, over.
Okay, Keith, yeah, it's KN4CHY, that's what I've got. But I got Seneca. You're saying Columbus, but yeah, that might have been you on the first go around. There was one that was nothing but noise.
It is Seneca. When you called back, you said CHW, I believe, instead of CHY. And, yeah, I think I had the dryer was introduced to noise. So. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, Keith. Well, it sounded good now. You got it dialed in. So appreciate you being with us tonight, and sorry for that messing up on the last character, KM4CHY. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
This is KG4HCX, Kilo Golf 4, Hotel Charlie X-ray, Athens, Georgia. Base, I'll be in and out. Handle is Paul. Hello to everybody.
JW. Good hearing you tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KG4HCX. That's Paul over in Athens, Georgia. Sounding good from Athens, Georgia tonight, Paul. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, David. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a great Saturday evening. We'll go ahead now and move on up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out to Dave tonight, Dave. And thanks for the email.
DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Chandler, and all. Let's stick around for a minute or two tonight, Dave.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose. Good to have you tonight, Patrick. I'm hoping that works for you, Patrick, because you can burn MP3s to your cell phone and yeah, you can listen to it in your head if nobody's on the repeater while you're driving around. That's the way I did it, and it worked fantastic. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay warm up there. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Sounding good from Candler this evening. Harry, I have you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that are called that begins with letters I through L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
And I'm James. And I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Have you? In this aim, you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina, 20 degrees here. And Dave, thank you for calling that. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with tonight, James. Stay warm. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, where it's 20 degrees. Thomas Beverly said hello, Sid. And everyone, be sure to check in with Sid tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. And I'm sure you'll enjoy Sid's net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you being there. Stick around afterwards. Last week they didn't have it, but this week they might have a slow scan TV net afterwards. So that's kind of fun. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay warm in that 20-degree temperature out there. That's cold. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, India.
Hello, India.
Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI. And Table Rock. No traffic, and I... During the rack, too, I want to ask you about a couple of people that I haven't heard on here in a while.
For DJW. Thanks for bringing us all here together tonight. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4LZI. That's Andy. He's over in Pickens, just under Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. I've got you down for comments, so we will be back to answer your questions in the RAG2 portion. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, you're sounding good as usual. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. You guys stay warm. It's cold out there. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Paw group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Never give up. Fuel, boiling spring, portable, outside walking, getting my walking in. Negative and negative.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensville, as KO4PXB.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil, out walking the dog in Boiling Springs on the handheld. It's sounding good, Phil. You're making it in 100%. Pick that dog up if its feet get cold. It's cold out there. Pick it up. That's what my dog would do. She'd stop and she'd jump up and want me to carry her. And I would pick her up and carry her. But she only weighs like 9 pounds. Anyways, stay warm out there, Phil. That exercise is good for you. KO4 Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, moving on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Pro, check in Johnny, Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Trying to stay warm in Campobello, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Have a good evening, all.
Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Yankee, Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. And also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform, Echo. He is also at home with me in Campobello, and we will both be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net.
Good evening.
4 QOG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening, everybody.
For DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike. I am mobile westbound for westbound rather on 385.
All right, that was a good group. And that control I recognize KO4TJQ. That's Johnny over in Campobello. Campobello is well represented this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Johnny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KK4SMV, that's Dale over in Ellenboro. Sounding good from Ellenboro tonight, Dale. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. Bring with her KO4NUE, that's Chad. They are our Sunday, or our Monday and Tuesday night net control fill in and some Saturdays. Appreciate you being here tonight. Anna, tell Chad we said hello. Appreciate all you do for the club. And KO4QLG, that's Chris over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Chris, you're sounding good. KD2RKN, that's Jason in Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jason. And KO4RMM, that's Kurt, who is mobile on 385. Be careful out there being mobile out there tonight, Kurt. It's cold. You don't want to get stopped on the side of the road. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the patient group, the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Echo 4, Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Kilo and Clovers. We're 25 degrees. Just check me in and out,
Dave. JW. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
W. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location is north of Traveler's Rest near Tigerville. Temperature is 17 degrees out tonight here. I'll be negative and negative, Dave. Everybody out there, stay warm.
I check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73, stay warm. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith. He's over in Columbus where it's 25 degrees outside. Good to have you tonight, Keith. Stay warm. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you tonight, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time. KJ4WZM, that's Daniel, who is north of Traveler's Rest near Tigerville where it's 17 degrees. Whew. That's cold. KX4YM, that is Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're in Greenville. Good to have you with tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. You guys stay warm. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
AW.
Me in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Dave. All on the net. And Dave, Tuesday's good for me.
All right, I got everybody in that one except for Paul's dad. N4DME, Paul's dad. What is your call sign? I got Paul, but I didn't get yours. Key up and wait a second before you start talking. I think you chopped off the beginning of the character. And try it again because you're way down in the white noise. So try one more time. I was hoping you would do that, Gary. I was hunting, but I wasn't finding it.
Alpha, Alpha 4, Quebec, Sierra.
So Don must have changed his call. That's why I couldn't find it. appreciate it, Gary. Thank you very much. We got it now, Don. And that's new to me. I don't remember logging that one in the past. In fact, I pulled it up in my log book, and you are not in there. So that's a new call sign. So I get a break on this one. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4. JQY, that's Joe over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. You sounding good. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Gene, stay warm. It's cold out there. N4DME, that's Paul being brought by AA4QS. That's Don. They're in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Paul we said hello. You guys stay warm. KF4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Gary, Tuesday works for me, so I'll let her know. Well, I'll let her know for me. I'll let her know for you, too. Unless you just want to respond to her, that'll work for me. Either way, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That is Duncan sounding exceptionally well from Asheville this evening. Duncan, without the leaves on the trees, you come in clear as a bell. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care, stay safe, stay warm. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Oscar Whiskey, K4 all W, Rich and Greenville. 24 degrees. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Granville, where it is 24 degrees. Good to have you with us tonight, Rich. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And I've got two on the stump tonight. The first one is KC4EZN, Harry. Over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, got a brand new, clean, shiny, cold stump out there. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW, KC4EZN. I've got my own cold stump up here tonight, Dave. Got a bunch of them laying out in the yard. Been a little bit busy with the chainsaw on that tree that fell down, so I don't really need a new stump. But anyway, don't know what the temperature is, but the last time I went outside to get a piece of firewood, it didn't take me long to get back in. So I haven't looked at the thermometer, but I know it's cold. And I looked up, and that sky is about as clear as I have seen it in a long, long time. I can see the hunter, and I can even see the sword hanging down off of his belt. It's that clear. Been working winter field day today, and I just curious if Duncan was still around, what his experience has been. I think this was his first attempt at working at it. And, I've been working mostly PSK. Had to go back and remember how to use the software. I thought I knew how to do it, but they've evidently tweaked it or something, and some of the buttons didn't do the same things that they used to do. But anyway, it's been fun. Got a whole lot of 1Hs in the log, and just very, very few O's. Some brave folks where it's a little bit warmer than it is here. But it's been kind of fun and interesting. I set my generator up outside and ran a drop cord through a window, and so I am on emergency power, just number one, just to get the experience and let the generator exercise itself and run the gas in it and put some pressure in it. Anyway, just had a little bit of fun today. Enjoyed the bright sunshine and Got some snow last night, I don't know, an inch and a half, maybe, at least ways here. Other folks got more, but sun burned most of it off today, so it's all pretty good. We're trying to bounce it back into your court, W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I'm glad you got to enjoy the day on winter field day. I didn't. I had too many things I need to get across the finish line that don't include ham radio. So I was trying to do that, but didn't make that. Did take the dog out, though, where it was cold, and tried to get her to walk up the road, and she got to the end of the driveway, and she just stood there looking at me like, are you crazy? It's cold out here. So we came back in the house. It was clear, like you said, though. It was pretty and clear and cool, cold air, breathing in cold air. I wouldn't want to be running a race or anything like that in that air. But you want to give Duncan a call to find out what his experience was, feel free to call your station.
Duncan wants to chime in. He's welcome. Didn't want to put him in the corner, but we chatted, I think it was last night, about logging programs and stuff. And his station, with the way he described it, he's running a vertical antenna that sounds like it would make a good soda antenna. So just curious, if he wants to chime in, he's welcome. If not, I'll catch him another time. But, yeah, we're just having fun. I'm not running this radio on the generator. The cord is buried behind a bunch of other stuff, so I didn't feel like unhooking it and moving all that stuff around. But I did set my 857 up on a little desk out in the middle of the room and kind of pretended like I was doing a whatever it is we're supposed to do. And I even got my desk light plugged into the generator. I read their rules, and there were two or three things that I wasn't going to do. So once I decided to, I was going to be a 1H, I just found a long piece of coax and hooked that radio up to my main antenna up on the roof. Because since I'm in a room that is full of equipment that's already ham radio, that makes me a home. And after that, none of the other conditions really applied. So I'm basically running about the same thing that I normally run, except that it is on a generator. Again, the generator needs to be exercised a little bit. So, and it's not a particularly loud generator, so it's outside running, and I keep the wood stove full of wood. Stay comfortable. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, there's nothing like wood to stay warm. Well, gas gets close, but it's still not wood. The smell of the wood as it's burning, I miss that. We've got a chimneyless fireplace, and you get the heat, but you don't get the smell. C'est la vie, that's the way it goes. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. It sounds like it was a little bit like during the holidays. When I got on PSK during the holidays, and the working guys weren't working, they were at home, there was a lot of PSK contacts to be made. But then right after the holidays were over, third week in January, I went out there looking for PSK contacts, thinking it would be the same, and it was like a barren wasteland. I saw one or two other PSKers out there, but PSK is now right underneath the FT8, that portion of the band. So when my homemade PSK program, it's got enough band scope on the waterfall to where you can see all of your PSK's allocation plus all of FT8's allocation. And I can see hundreds of people up there talking on FT8. And there's just me and a couple other guys down here in PSK. It's kind of sad. But anyway, it's kind of fun, too, because I remember the frustration that came with being as crowded as it is on FT8 right now. And there was a lot of frustration that came with that on PSK, because it used to be like that. But not anymore. They all ran off the FT8 lamp. And I guess they'll be in whatever the next one is. But I think there's another one coming out after it. Anyway, Duncan, feel free to jump in there if you want to. Back to you, Harry, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead.
W4JKB. Thanks for checking in, Harry. We've been radioing since 2, and we're still doing it right now. So how was your day doing that? I'll be brief. I know we got someone else on the stop. Over.
Good day, Duncan. I've been running PSK since about 2 o'clock, and total number of contacts is not particularly impressive. I've got 43. I actually made one voice contact just to prove that I could still do it. But I use FLDigi, and it connects to the N3FJP program, which is really wonderful because it cuts down on the typing. The two programs talk to each other. But I'm still working it, and about the time I decide it's time to move up a band, all of a sudden the waterfall starts to fill up. So it's kind of like Dave said, a lot of folks down here, because FTA is not allowed in winter field day, and I was looking through one of the previous QSTs, and they were talking like 70-80% of all the contacts today are done on FTA. And I know when I started out, I had an old computer. It was a Pentium 4. And I was real proud of that old computer because it was running JT65 on my 10-tech Corsair 2. And they were real happy with each other. And then FT8 came out, and we went from a minute cycle to a 15-second cycle. And that old computer was not quite fast enough to keep up with a dozen signals coming in. It didn't lose any. But about the time you were ready to try and work a station, all of a sudden another 3 or 4 would jump up, and you wound up double-clicking on the last one that appeared, which wasn't the one you were going to work on. But anyway, just some of the funds, but we'll turn it back to Dave. Somebody else is out there. Good to talk to you, Duncan, and hope you're really enjoying it. And I guess the big thing is be sure you turn in your log. If you log a station and it's not confirmed, then they count it against you. And I'm not a big contester, but I do turn in my logs for those other folks. So with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KO4JKB, this is KC4 easing in, and I'll be clear and turn it back to Dave.
All right, well, glad we could get you and Duncan together on that. It is a learning experience. It is kind of fun. And yeah, used to be all those threads running. I don't remember how many threads the Pentium had, but I remember those days where it was all the computer could do to keep up with all the threads. There was a CW program like that too, and you could have 20 or 30 of those threads running at the same time, and that was a lot of fun. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the RagTube portion of the net tonight. Harry, you guys stay warm up there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
F4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Just wanted to let you know, Dave, Donald's old call was KJ4JFM. I'm sure you remember that one.
I didn't until you told me, but now that you told me, I mean, if Paul would have sent it out there, I would have remembered it right off the bat, because I hear it from Paul. You know, I've heard it from Paul 100 times. But that AA, that's brand new to me.
Yeah, he got his general, and then he upgraded to extra. And when he got his extra, he changed his call. Just thought I'd throw that in there and let you bring back some memories for you. I knew you'd remember Donald's old call. Back to you, KI4D.
Appreciate it, Gary. I'm getting old. My memory doesn't work as good as it used to on some things, or it's okay on others. Anyway, that's the way it goes. We do the best we can. Appreciate you being here tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump tonight is KI4LZI. That's Andy, just under Table Rock, with a few questions about some legacy hams. Go ahead, Andy, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
LZI, I don't know if her legacy as far as what are their silent keys or not. That's what I was trying to find out. some other people to know something. Like KK4QOB, who resided up in Asheville, but was building something down there in Lawrence. That was his call, KK4QOB. And the other one's K4RHF. It was with Johnny during some of the field day events over the past 2 or 3 years. Years. I ain't heard him here in quite a while either. You know anything about him? Either one of them?
Well, KK4QOB, I haven't heard in a long time, a long, long time. K4RHF, I have. That's Bob. He was at one of the last club meetings in 2021 before we skipped the last two. We skipped the last two. I think he was at the October club meeting talking about winter field day, right? He's talking about setting up, helping set up for the winter field day for the club. But then Johnny got sick, and then somebody else got sick, and then things kind of fell apart there for a little bit, so we didn't have it. But, yeah, that was October. But the KK4QOB, I haven't heard that call in a long time, Andy.
Any more than me. Well, I just wondered for a while he was on here a lot. Then he got that land down there in Lawrence and was going to build a home or something down there, and it's just like he just and he disappeared, and I don't know, and I know this used to be, other one used to be in that control, it was before you picked it up, but is he still around, or is he a silent key, J-A-3-J-C-A?
So, KK4QOB, that's Larry Young. I know who that is now. He had a shop up in North Carolina, up in Asheville, and he moved down to Lawrence. You're right. He built him some land. He friended me on Facebook, and he still posts pictures of building structures on his land down in Lawrence. So he is still around. He's not a silent key. And Bob, K4RHF, I don't think he's a silent key either. I mean, he was in the club meeting last October, and I haven't heard anything about him being a silent key. What was that other one? Because Larry, the call didn't ring a bell until I plugged it in. I saw who that was, and then I knew who that was immediately. And he is still around, but he doesn't check in here much anymore at all. What was the other one? Give me that other one again.
He used to be a Sunday night net control, but that's before you picked it up. I just wonder, is this a silent key or if he's still around? J-A-3-J-C-A.
Is that Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha? Is that what you're saying?
Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha. That's it. He was in a wheelchair. And for a while, he done the Sunday Night Net for a while, and for some reason he had to give it up. I knew he'd give it up. I just wondered, is he still with us, or is he, like a lot of others, silent keys?
That's Richard and Sally, KI4DOS.
Have you heard him around? Have you heard him around, Gary? I have not.
Heard him in a while. I called him, early last year. Talked to him for a few minutes, and he had been sick. I hadn't talked to him since then, though.
I hope he wasn't sick with COVID.
No, he was having some other problems.
Does that help, Andy?
That pretty much answered my questions. I was just wondering, it's been so long since I've heard any of these here. Certainly right here, I didn't know if they were still with us or not. Go ahead and carry on. After so long a time, just like a while back when DIC popped in. After so long, you know, you don't hear them after a while, then you go to wondering if they are like the ones I remember from 40 or 50 years ago on here. KI4LZI.
Well, I got one for you, Andy. Do you remember W0RFI, radio interference? Dan up in somewhere in North Carolina, W0RFI. He used to get on here quite a bit, and he was on a couple of other repeaters. Do you remember him? I had a bunch of cats. Do you remember him?
Yeah, boy, I do remember him. He did get on the Pisgah repeater and was calling that they have up there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m., but Caesar has pretty much completely blocked me from that, and so I don't know what goes on it, and he quit, as you say, getting on here, so I really want to know. As far as I know, he might be a silent key, too. I don't know if anybody does know, but I do remember who you're talking about. That was back in 06, 07, in that range. KI4LZI.
Okay, well, if you hear him, I don't know why. I remember just having a lot of good QSOs with him really, really late at night. And not necessarily with just me. I mean, him and other people. We had a good round table at after hours. And kind of miss him. So if you hear him, send him this way. W0RFI, radio interference. Good guy. Loved his cats. Anyway, take care. Andy, you got anything else for us tonight?
Really, like I said, on some of them, you're about like I am, but I ask about it because some of these will end up like what you're talking about at some point in time. It's just W0RFI, if I remember correctly, he lived up there in Transylvania County, up there somewhere. I'm not sure where, but somewhere up in there. KI4LZI.
Yeah, if I plug him in here, it's liable to come up with, he lived in Penrose, North Carolina. He lived over there near Patrick, 132 Sweetbriar Road, Penrose, North Carolina. Dan Carus. Anyway, I wish he'd come back over to this repeater, wherever he is. Anyway, appreciate it, Andy. Stay warm up there near Table Rock, and stay out of that wind. It's cold up there. Take care. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag-Chew portion of that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, if I missed anyone for comments or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stick around tomorrow night. Come back around tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in with him, and I'm sure you'd enjoy the net. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
K-I-4-N-U-E, K-I-4-L-Z-I, and K-I-4-L-Z-I.